Amen. Let's go to the Word of God today in the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Philippians, chapter 2, starting with verse 5. Amen. I know you're happy to be in the house of God. I'm happy to be here this morning. Amen. What a wonderful thing it is to have a good church to go to. Amen. Good pastor to lead us all the way to heaven. Praise God. I'm just so thankful this morning. Just in general, just thankful. Praise God. Philippians 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name. Everybody said he's been given a name. Which is above every name. Praise God. You don't understand how important that is to me. I was raised a Catholic. I didn't know him. I didn't know the truth. But he revealed himself to me. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God became a father. Amen. It's that simple. I want to talk about the name above every name. Come on, let's pray and ask for God's help this morning. Praise God, praise God. Thank you for the word of the Lord this morning. Give us ears to hear the word of God today. Give us hearts to obey. Help us to receive it, Lord. Anoint these lips of clay this morning. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated this morning. Amen. God's been so good to us. The word name, I looked at the definition of the word name, and it is that by which a thing is called. The sound or combination of sounds used to express an idea or any material substance, quality, or act. Amen. Now, you probably won't remember that, but it is a thing, that which a thing is called, the sound or combination of sounds used to express an idea or any material substance, quality, or act. And so, by the very definition of the word name, we can see that it represents the act or the quality of anything. Amen. For example, the name gold. Amen. We know what that is. It brings up thoughts of riches and wealth and all of that. The name dirt brings thoughts of filth and uncleanliness. Amen. When we speak of names, we ascribe them as a measure of value or of the act that it does or has done. Amen. And that's what's wrapped up in a name. Praise God. Names such as a knife. I don't know why I chose that one, but a knife, it can cut, but it can do little more than that. I know some people like their knives and they spend a lot of money on knives, but I just like it when I'm eating my steak. That's pretty much it. Praise God. And an airplane, the name airplane, is It is something that transports things on a plane of air. And we understand that. It can go up and it can come down, but it can do little else. It can't do much beyond that. Praise God. Good to see Chuck and Dee here this morning. Running around in Mexico, praise God. Brave, brave souls. Well, praise the Lord. Some names are given, and yet they don't represent the truth about an individual. If we talk about an individual's name, they don't necessarily represent that individual. The name Abel. If you know your Bible a little bit, Cain and Abel, they were sons of Adam and Eve. And the name Cain means to strike quickly. And they said, "We have gotten a man from the Lord." But what they really had was a murderer on their hands. And so the name did not necessarily represent that individual. The name Abel means vanity or emptiness. Now, can you imagine naming your son that? Yet we can see that name did not apply to him. But names are very important. And gold will always be gold. An airplane will always be an airplane. A rock will always be a rock at its very nature. Amen. You're not going to change the name of that because it fits what it is. And when we look at the highest name of all, God, amen, we must have a name that represents Him. Amen. We've got to have a name that represents Him. And the importance of a name is so important, amen, that our understanding of God is so very limited that we could not put a name on Him. Amen. You and I could not come up with a name that would suit Him, that would represent Him, that would be of that high, high place. Amen. And no one could do it because our understanding is limited. But the only one that could put a name on God would be God Himself. Praise the Lord. He's the only one that could put a name upon Himself. And I'm thankful this morning that He has given us the revelation of that name. Praise God. And in the Old Testament, if you go to the Old Testament and study that and look at the Old Testament, there was a name, if I could call it that, Jehovah. Everybody said Jehovah.
Jehovah.
And the word Jehovah, or the name Jehovah, means self-existent or eternal. And I could go to a number of scriptures, and I will. Let's go to Genesis 22 and 14, and I'm just going to give you a little bit here that there is much more in the Word of God. Genesis 22 and 14, it says, "And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh." This is where he offered his son as a sacrifice to the Lord. "As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen." And it is Jehovah Jireh, my provider, and Jehovah will see to it. Amen. And so when we call upon Him as Jehovah Jireh, we're just calling upon a portion of God, or what He does, an act, or a quality of God. It is not really the name of God, but it is a representation of God and a representation of what He will do. When men called upon the Lord in the Old Testament, they used words to describe, amen, what He did for them or an aspect of his nature. Amen. And when you talk about the Lord, you talk about God, you could divide him up into a trillion different areas that he can bless our life. We are so blessed this morning to have the Lord in our lives.
Amen.
Because it doesn't matter what you're facing in your life, there is an aspect of God that's right there for your situation. Well, praise the Lord. And so in Exodus chapter 17 and verse 15, if you want to keep up with me, the Bible says, "And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi." Amen. And it means Jehovah is my banner. And this, of course, was after the battle with Amalek. Amen. So God gave him victory in the battle. Amen. God can give you victory in your battle. Because he's never lost a battle. Amen. He's got a train that fills the temple, and the train was a piece of cloth from the king that he defeated, and his train fills the temple. There's no one higher than him. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning. Jehovah is my banner. Judges chapter 6 and verse 24, it says here, "Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophir of the Abiezerites." Amen. And that means Jehovah our peace. Amen. Shalom. Praise God. Jehovah Shalom. And if there was an individual that needed peace, it was Gideon. Amen. He was a scaredy cat. Amen. He didn't want to go to battle. He was afraid. Amen. But the Lord Jehovah was his peace. And he can be our peace here today. Well, praise the Lord. Just hang with me here this morning. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 and 6. And it says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." Of course, this is speaking of Jesus Christ. "In his day Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness." Praise God. And of course that was Jehovah Tsidkenu. And the Lord our righteousness. Our righteousness. We've been hearing about holiness. Amen. And righteousness are very, very close together. Praise God. And we cannot be righteous within ourselves. Amen. But God is righteous within himself. God is holy within himself. He does not need anything to make him holy or to help him to be holy. He is holy. Amen. We serve a holy God today. Well, praise the Lord. When we go out and we touch dirt, we become dirty, don't we? Amen. But when God touches dirt, it becomes holy dirt. Take your shoes off, for this is holy ground.
Yes.
Not because of the ground, but because of the one that touched the ground.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We serve an awesome God today, and we can be righteous and right before God. Amen. If we have God in our lives, he is the key to the whole thing. Praise God. And let's go a little bit further here. Psalms chapter 23 and verse 1, a psalm of David, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And of course, that's Jehovah Ra, is the Lord right there, is Jehovah Ra, my shepherd. Amen. I need direction in my life. And you need direction in your life.
Amen.
We need a shepherd. Praise God. I'm glad that we're not cattle in his eyes.
Yes.
Where he has to drive us with a whip.
Right.
Amen. And make us do things that we don't necessarily want to do. But he leads us by the still waters.
Yes.
He leads us to green pastures.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
But the key here is we need to follow him.
Yes.
Praise God. We are the sheep of his pasture.
Right, right, right.
Praise God. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise.
Amen.
Well, praise God.
Amen.
And then there are other compound names of God. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. Amen. I'm thankful that we have a church where the Lord shows up in our services.
Amen.
Where we can feel God.
Right.
Where God comes and anoints the preaching of the word of God. Amen. Where when we lift our hands, we can feel God. He's literally here this morning.
Yes.
He said, "Where two or three gather together in my name." Amen. That's what makes us different from other churches. I'm just going to say it, all right? Praise God. There's a difference here this morning, and it is the name. Amen. We're not here today to worship a holy Trinity. Because there is no Holy Trinity. Well, praise God. But we're here to go to the source. Amen. The one true God. The only one true God. Praise the Lord. Anybody feel his presence here this morning? I guess I'm the only one. But that's all right. Amen. The Lord is present. The Lord is present. And then, of course, there's Jehovah Rapha, and that is the Lord our healer. Praise God. And I can stand up here this morning with physical problems and declare unto you that the Lord is our healer today. I believe that from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Amen. I went to pray for a young man that was on an LSD trip. And God healed him within 60 seconds, raised him up, and healed his body. Praise God. And, of course, we could have many, many stories. But you don't have those stories in other churches because the Trinity will not heal you. Praise the Lord. We don't worship this morning. We worship the name. We don't worship titles. Amen. I'm going to get into that here in a minute. Getting ahead of myself. But each one of these is a specific thing that God did for them or was to them. Praise God. And if they needed healing, they called upon Jehovah Rapha and so on and so forth. But We have a different understanding here this morning because he came and he robed himself in flesh and came to this world to save us from our sins. I'm thankful for that today. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 8 and 9. It says, "And it shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem. Half of them towards the former sea and half of them towards the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord." Everybody said one Lord.
One Lord.
"And his name one."
One. Yeah.
Praise God. So God declared through the prophet Zechariah that there would be a day coming that you wouldn't have to go through the file and say Jehovah this or Jehovah that. It's very simple this morning.
Yes.
All you have to do is call upon the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because he's given us a name that is above every name. We don't have to go to compound names or titles of God. Amen. As though there were many or multiple gods. But there is only one name this morning given under heaven and earth whereby we must be saved.
Yes.
Praise God. And when we call upon him, we need to call upon the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. He's our Savior. He's our healer. He's our Redeemer. He's our righteousness. He's everything. He's all in all. And he fills all in all. Praise God. Everything was created by him and for him. And without him, there is nothing. Amen. He made it all. Well, praise God. We have a name this morning. And the name revealed was not given by men to describe God, but was given by God to declare. Amen. Well, praise God. We can come up with ideas about God and we can name him a certain title. Praise God. But the name of Jesus was not given by man. No, the angel... Well, I'm going to read that scripture. Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. But while he thought on these things, this would be Joseph, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Amen. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And so the name that has been revealed to us did not come from the earth up, but it came from heaven down. Praise God. Well, praise God. The name of Jesus has been given to us from heaven. The angels declared his name and declared who he was and how he came to be. Praise God. He did not come to be because Joseph was his maternal father. Amen. He came to be because the father of Jesus Christ was the Holy Ghost. Well, praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost is God. Amen. Very simple. You can't explain it any other way. The Father of Jesus Christ was the Holy Ghost. So when you talk about Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Father and Holy Ghost are one and the same thing. Just a different title of the same God. God is holy. God is a spirit. Amen. Just telling us who it was. And so Jesus Christ was not of this world. He was of heaven. Amen. He came from God, and so he came from heaven. Praise the Lord. And so when we see the greatness of men like Abraham and Moses, we can see that their greatness was a result of the knowledge of God, even though it was limited. Amen. In other words, if Abraham had a portion of knowledge and Moses had a portion of knowledge of God, that portion of knowledge of who he was and what he could do for them made them great men. Praise God. And of course, then there was a great man that came along and his name was John the Baptist. And Jesus spoke of John the Baptist and said, of all the men that were born of women, there's not a greater than John the Baptist. And so you've got to go from John the Baptist all the way to Genesis chapter 1. Amen. And John was head and shoulders above all of them because he had a revelation that this man was the Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. That was a tremendous revelation coming from an Old Testament understanding of God. Amen. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. And so he again referred to him by what he could do for them. Amen. And so it was a portion of Jesus Christ. But Jesus went on to say, But we are greater than John the Baptist because we have more of a knowledge of the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Why do you say that? Because we're baptized in His name. Praise the Lord. We have been covered by His name. We have taken Him on in baptism, and we are filled with the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The angels don't know about that, but we know about that this morning. Well, praise God. They would love to look into what we have. What do we have? We have an earnest of the Spirit. Amen. We don't have the fullness of God like Jesus Christ, but we have the earnest of the Spirit in us. Praise God. Abraham didn't have that. Moses didn't have that. None of the prophets had that. They just had a moment of experience with God, and they named Him according to that moment of experience. Praise God. But we are blessed here this morning. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, oh, you're missing something. You're missing something that's wonderful and great. If you have not been baptized in Jesus' name and feel the load of sin come off of you, well, praise God. That's how I felt when I got baptized. I was about 3 feet off the ground for several weeks. I didn't know who I was or where I was. Praise God. It was that real. And God delivered me of cigarettes, and God delivered me of alcohol. Well, praise God. He delivered me from all of those things, from marijuana, from hard liquor. Amen. God delivered me that right there in the baptistry. And I didn't have an understanding of it at that time because I didn't really know the Word of God that much. I didn't know it at all, actually. Had never read the Bible in my whole life. Amen. But God put His Spirit in me, and He put His Spirit in you so that you could understand the power of the name. Because there is only one name. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. The essence of God. Everything that God was and is. Amen. Everything. And we cannot fathom God. Amen. He didn't have a beginning, and he's never going to have an end. We can't comprehend that. We don't know what that's all about. But it's true. Amen. And so when He conceived and married that child, when that child was born, God Almighty, the essence of God Almighty, entered into that vessel, amen, entered into that body, and wherever He went, it was God Almighty, amen. When He healed the sick, it was God Almighty that healed the sick, amen. When He spoke the words to them in parables, amen, it was God Almighty that was in Him. Well, praise God. We're not just a church on a corner in Augusta, Kansas. Amen. We're the people of God. We've been given a revelation of the name of Jesus Christ. It's more than just playing an instrument. It's more than just coming and going through a service. Praise God. But we have been given a revelation. Amen. A revelation of the power of the name of Jesus Christ. Well, praise God. And we're covered by His name. Amen. And it does make a difference how you're baptized. It makes a big difference. Amen. If you're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are titles. They are not names. And I know you all know this. This is not new. But maybe it's new to someone that's here this morning. You've got to be baptized. Well, let me just say it this way. I have the opportunity to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. It's essential for salvation. Yes, it is. But I want to be baptized in the name that is above every name. Amen. But it doesn't stop here. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10, the next verse. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. Praise God. And so we can understand this morning that we are complete. When we are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, when we repent of our sins, when we are filled with the Holy Ghost, the Bible says you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Praise God. Praise God. He's the head of all principality and power. What does that mean? That means that if I have a need this morning, I don't have to call upon Jehovah Rapha. I don't have to call upon Jehovah Nisi, so on and so forth. Praise God. I've got a revelation that there's one place that I can go and one name that I can invoke. Praise God. And it's Jesus. It's the name of Jesus. Praise God. All power in heaven and in earth is given to that name, Jesus. We don't have to walk around being afraid. Amen. There are times you wake up in the morning to a spirit of fear. Praise God. There's only one place you have to go. In Jesus' name, I rebuke you, spirit of fear. And guess what? It'll be gone. Amen. You may be the least in the kingdom of heaven, but you are greater than John the Baptist. Amen. Because you've got the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We need to know where we stand this morning. Praise God. We need to know who we are this morning. Praise God. Do you get the connection this morning? Amen. The connection from him to those in the Old Testament and to those in the new. Amen. We are complete in him. Praise God, because he was God robed in flesh. God robed in flesh. Amen. Come to save us. What an awesome God we have. Amen. He robed himself in flesh. Flesh that represents evil. Flesh that represents all of the negative things. Just look at our world today, and that's the result of flesh. The things that are going on in the Middle East, the things that are going on in Europe, the things that are going on in America. Amen. America is sick from head to toe because we are flesh. Amen. When God created Adam and Eve, the Bible says they were created in the image of God. They were godlike. Amen. And when they sinned, they became human-like. And now I'm afraid that mankind has become devil-like.
All right.
Just look at what's going on in our world today. Amen. But God chose to robe himself in the form of a man. Praise God. To save us. Not just to come and heal us, but to go to Calvary and shed his precious blood. Amen. He humbled himself, the Bible says. God, who is almighty, humbled himself. Well, praise God. It ought to be easy for us to humble ourselves. Amen. Because he humbled himself. Praise God. Somebody said, praise the Lord. And so this morning there is a name. And every power is going to bow to that name. Doesn't matter what's going on right now. Amen. It doesn't matter what's going on your job or in your family. Amen. Every power is going to bow to the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to skip over that this morning. We don't pray to... Well, I hear... Here in different places, when they pray to God, they say, Father God. But there's no place in the scripture where it says, Father, Son. or Sun God? Oh, Sun God, no. Holy Ghost God, no, it doesn't say that. No, we pray to Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he is, that is the name that's been revealed to us. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. And whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all. Everybody said, do all.
Do all.
Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And you can take that word and it. It really is even. Thanks to God, even the Father by him, because God became a Father. Praise the Lord. John chapter 14 and verses 8 and 9. I know I'm using a lot of scripture here this morning, but I found that's the most powerful way to preach. John 14 verses 8 and 9. Philip saith unto Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, Show us the Father? That's a basic scripture, but it's so powerful. Praise God. Excuse me. We want to see the Father. And he said, I don't know why you're even asking me that. If you see me, you see the Father. The Father is in me and I am in him. Praise God. Very basic understanding of God. Amen. A basic understanding of the name of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for that revelation. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. We should be able to quote that. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. Can't be saved in titles. Well, praise the Lord, you can't. If you were baptized in the titles, you need to be rebaptized in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. There were some disciples that were baptized by John unto repentance. Paul came to them and asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost? And then he said, how were you baptized? They said, by John's baptism. And then he talked about Jesus and the name. And the Bible says they were baptized or rebaptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, praise the Lord. Do you have enough humility this morning to be rebaptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Praise the Lord. Chuck and Dee got baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. How old are you, Chuck? How old are you?
My age?
Yeah. 64? 66. That's right. I'm still your elder this morning. Praise the Lord. Not by much, but I am. 66 years old. Saw the scripture. I want to get rebaptized in Jesus' name. I'll tell you what, God can use somebody like that. But if you just bow up in your heart and say, well, I don't believe that, and you really can't find scripture for that, I'll tell you what, it's a sad, sad place to be. Amen. Just humble yourself this morning and be baptized in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Why resist God?
Right.
Why resist the plan of God? Humble yourself and say, I want to get baptized this morning. In Jesus' name. Here's water. Well, there's no water there now, but it... 20 minutes. Amen. In 20 minutes, you can be baptized in the name of Jesus. But if you walk out the door this morning, you're going to walk out saying, I don't believe that, and I don't believe in the power of the name of Jesus. I would rather depend upon titles of God and not the name. But folks, this morning we have a name that's been revealed to us. Well, praise God. We have a name that's been revealed to us. Praise God. Jesus, of course, is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the healer, the savior, the provider. He's my banner. He's my peace, etc., etc., and etc.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
As Harlow Doyle would say. Praise God. It just keeps on going. Amen. He can do anything, and he will do anything to help us. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 22 and 23. Look unto me, this is the Lord God Almighty, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. This is for everybody. For I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear, or every tongue shall confess. What are they going to confess? Amen. Every knee is going to bow to God, and every tongue is going to confess to God, because God is everything, and he fills all in all. But Philippians chapter 2 and verse 10 and 11 fulfills that. Amen. If I could say it that way, that at the name of Jesus,
yes,
every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess. Here's what we got to confess, that Jesus is Lord. Can I just say it this way, that Jesus is the Jehovah of the Old Testament.
Yes. Yes.
That Jesus is God.
Yes.
We're going to have to declare that Jesus is Lord.
Right.
Or Jesus is God.
Right.
Oh, well, I believe in a Trinity. Well, you're not going to make it. I'm sorry to say that this morning.
Right.
And I don't want to be abrasive here today. But I want you to know that if we are going to fulfill the scriptures, we've got to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Acts 22 and 16. Praise God. And when we call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says, be baptized and calling upon the name of the Lord. And Brother Newman, I think that what that means is invoking or speaking the name of the Lord. When we baptize, we speak the name of the Lord. We declare the name of the Lord. We confess the name of the Lord. Amen. That's what the scripture means when it says that if we confess with our mouth, amen. If you're hanging on to those scriptures, where are you going to confess his name? We confess it in baptism. Amen. Because we need our sins washed away. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the name, or excuse me, the title Father will not wash away your sins. Because if Pastor Callan baptizes you this morning in the name of the Father, amen. There's a lot of fathers. How many fathers are here this morning? He wasn't talking about y'all. Praise the Lord. Son, how many sons are here this morning? Just about all the boys. Praise God. Pretty close, amen. And if you're not, well, we're living in a different day, aren't we? Praise God. Holy Ghost is just a title. God is holy. God is a spirit. Praise the Lord. But there is a name. One name. And one name only that we call upon. And that's the name of Jesus. Somebody just call on his name right now. Jesus. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I want to ask you this morning, do you know him in the power of his power of the resurrection?
Oh, yes.
Do you know him in the fellowship of his sufferings?
Oh, Jesus.
Are you being made conformable to his death? Amen. Because he is God, robed in flesh.
Yes.
He came and did all that he did for me. I don't know about you, but I know what he did for me.
Uh-huh.
He washed my sins away.
Yes.
Set my feet on a solid rock.
Yes.
Put my dirty carcass on a pew in the church.
Amen.
And said, I'm going to wash you. I'm going to cleanse you. From glory to glory, I'm going to change you into my image. Praise God. Praise him this morning. I'm going to finish here with Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. He said unto them, this is right before his ascension to heaven, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth, everybody said believe. We're going to have to believe in the power of this name. And is baptized. So how are we supposed to be baptized? It's in the name of Jesus Christ. Shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. There's been a time in my life where I prayed and I asked God, God, give me a vision of hell and help me to see what it really is like in hell for eternity. It'll change the way you live your life. It'll change the way you think about church. The way you think about all the things that we... Well, praise God. Verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. He understood the power of his name. Excuse me. Do we understand the power of his name? We can cast out devils. When you receive the Holy Ghost and speak in new tongues, it's through the power of the name of Jesus Christ. They shall take up serpents. Paul did that in the book of Acts. We read that this week. Amen. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. So don't leave here this morning and drink a cup of gasoline. Say, I'm having faith. I'm handling serpents. I've seen on YouTube those people that handle serpents. And I'm like Ray Stevens, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to be like a golf ball in a tile bathroom. Praise God. I'm moving on. Praise God. This is not my kind of church. Praise God. But folks, they do it and they get bit and they die. God help us to have a revelation of the name. Somebody smile just a little bit. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Praise God. Isn't God good to us this morning? Can we stand together? Thank you this morning for indulging me this morning. But there is a name that puts us all together. There is a name under heaven and earth whereby we must be saved. And maybe this morning, I don't want to get confrontational here this morning. Somebody, another preacher that I know, he had me come and preach at his church somewhere in Texas. And he got up and told his congregation, he said, now when I preach about sin and all of that, he said, I use an axe, amen, and just chops it up. And he said, but when Brother Worth preaches, he said, it's like a surgeon, and he can tell you you're going to hell, and you'll say, thank you. It's just the way it is with me. But this morning, if you would like to be baptized in Jesus' name, I know we all come to the altar at every service, but is there someone, maybe just get somebody beside you and say, let's go to the altar. I want to be baptized in Jesus' name. And come and stand at the altar this morning. We're not going to embarrass you. We're not going to shake you or scream in your ear or anything like that. But friend, God loves you. Do you understand that this morning? God loves you. He cares about your life. He cares about your future. But you've got to make the step. Go ahead. Just come on. Because this morning you're going to walk out these doors and say, I've yielded my life to God. Or you're going to say, I don't want anything to do with that. Would you come this morning? Would you just say yes? It's a powerful word. Just say yes. Praise God. Come on, church. Let's pray this morning. In the name of Jesus this morning. There's a pastor here this morning that would love to baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. What doth hinder us? The only thing that hinders us is our attitude and what we believe. Praise God. Praise God. Would you like to be baptized? Just come and stand here this morning. I've repented of my sins. I believe the word of God. Take me to the water this morning. Let me be baptized in Jesus' name. You'll never regret it for eternity. For eternity, you thank God for a revelation of the name. Hallelujah. Come on, folks, let's pray. God's reaching out this morning. The Lord is reaching out this morning. Can you feel the tug of God upon your heart today? Can you feel that tug upon your heart? Oh, I want to do it. I want to do it so bad. Just step out. Every journey is just made up by one step. Lila, God loves you. In the name of Jesus this morning, touch her.
She told me she's been baptized, so she doesn't want to be baptized. She just wants some prayer.